USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The international community continues to look for ways to push China to fully cooperate with an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Senator Lindsey Graham believes that the U.S. needs a place to lay out the evidence that the virus leaked from a Chinese lab. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Congress should allow Americans to sue China over COVID.
We need to allow the American people to go to an American court and sue the Chinese Communist Party for ruining their lives and their businesses by waiving sovereign immunity like we did after 9/11 for Saudi Arabia. So I'm going to challenge my Democratic colleagues to open the American court system up so we can get to the bottom of what happened in China. The best way to get to the truth is to have a trial over where it came from and how I got to America. And I'm convinced this came from a lab leak. I don't think it was an intentional, but it didn't come from nature.
This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
As negotiations over infrastructure continue, the debate over what belongs in an infrastructure bill also rages on. Tim Berg reports.
As President Biden continues to meet with Democrats and Republicans regarding ongoing negotiations regarding a bipartisan infrastructure package, Republican Congressman from Pennsylvania, Scott Perry, tells Fox Business.
We're going to be printing this money, we're going to be taxing this money, and we're going to be spending it on things like child care and other assisted care, which is all important stuff, but it's not infrastructure.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a federal moratorium on evictions is expected to be extended by one more month. CNBC reporting that an announcement that the moratorium will be extended to the end of July could come as soon as Wednesday. The moratorium on residential evictions was set to expire on June 30th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A sweeping elections reform bill pushed by congressional Democrats had been blocked by Senate Republicans. In a Tuesday vote, the For the People Act was blocked from being brought to the floor for a debate by a 50-50 tally. 60 votes were needed to advance the proposal. The bill would have been the largest overhaul of the electoral system in decades, a measure Democrats say is needed as states have been passing their own election reform bills in the wake of last November's election. Senator Tina Smith says the fight over these measures is not over. The Minnesota Democrat tells ABC News that she wished Republicans would have taken up debate on what she called common sense measures.
No, I don't think it's effectively dead. I think we have to keep on pushing. This is too important for us just to say, oh, well, so sad, too bad. We weren't able to take the steps that we need to take to protect our election. So the path forward is hard. It is incredible to me that not a single Republican member of the Senate would sign on to these common sense provisions. They wouldn't even say, let's debate what we ought to do to make sure that every citizen in this country has a free access to the vote. That is really, really disappointing to me. But frankly, I think it makes me and many others just feel like we have to buckle up and fight even harder to get this done.
And the Detroit Pistons have won the number one overall pick in the NBA's draft lottery. The Houston Rockets will pick second, Cleveland Cavaliers third, the Toronto Raptors fourth, and the Orlando Magic fifth. The 2021 NBA Draft will be held on July 29th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.